This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to move the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 for consideration and passing in Rajya Sabha today to alter the name of Kerala. In Lok Sabha, Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 to be tabled for consideration and passing. More from our correspondent.
The Kerala Alteration of Name Bill seeks to change the name of State of Kerala to Keralam in the first schedule of the Constitution. A resolution in this regard was passed by the Kerala Legislative Assembly in June 2024. The resolution stated that while the state is known as Keralam in Malayalam, its name is recorded as Kerala in the first schedule of the Constitution. Meanwhile, the Mines and Mineral Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 aims to amend the Mines and Mineral Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly, and well-equipped to fulfill the country's growing demand for critical minerals. Dilnashi Arzu, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the autobiography of former President Ram Nath Kovind titled Triumph of the Indian Republic, My Life, My Struggles in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will also address a gathering on the occasion. The autobiography offers a deeply personal account of former President Ram Nath Kovind's life journey, tracing his experiences, struggles and achievements from his early years to his distinguished public life and eventual service as the 14th President of India. On International Youth Day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that the dreams of the youth are the foundation of India's tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that the energy of the youth is the strength of India today. He urged people to celebrate the potential of India's youth and their invaluable contribution to nation-building making of Viksit Bharat on this day. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today remembered scientist and Padma Vibhushan recipient Dr. Vikram Sarabhai on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that Dr. Sarabhai believed that science should not be confined merely to laboratories, but its purpose must be to improve the life of the common man. He noted that this visionary outlook of Dr. Sarabhai laid a strong foundation for modern scientific research in India and transformed space science into an effective instrument of nation building. The Lok Sabha speaker highlighted that under Dr. Sarabhai's leadership, Indian Space Research Organization ISRO was established, guiding India towards becoming a self-reliant, capable and credible space power. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal today. The Met Department has predicted very heavy rainfall over northeastern parts of the country, Sikkim, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, West Madhya Pradesh, West Rajasthan, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Punjab, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, along with Andaman and Nicobar Islands for the next 2 to 3 days. India continued its impressive medal-winning run at the Commonwealth Fencing Championship and in Lagos, Nigeria. After securing 17 medals on the opening day on Monday, Indian fencers added more medals to the country's tally. The United States has launched a new digital portal to bring defense companies, technology startups, investors and researchers into the development of its planned $185 billion Golden Dome missile defense system. General Mike Guetlin, director of Golden Dome for America, announced the Golden Dome for America ecosystem hub at the annual Space and Missile Defense Symposium. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh said on World Elephant Day today that nearly 60% of world's wild Asian elephants live in India, making the country a living symbol of the elephant's ecological heritage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.